Huge vibrations like 5G have been watching you and me. Our conversations have been carried on a million frequencies. We are the victims of the devil in this universal plan to depopulate the world and control the mind of man. Vaccinations have been altered as instruments of war that the devil is deploying to annihilate the poor, while the rich enjoy their pleasures and the freedom to refrain from injecting all this poison in their veins. And who's to blame for this iniquity? It's the devil and his lawlessness we see. But the battle will be won by the Father and his Son, who will come again to set his people free. Politicians we've elected act like criminals today as they conspire to control the world and take our rights away. They are guilty of collusion through the lies that they have told, and corrupted by their greed for power and for gold. This situation they've created has been causing us to fear and to sacrifice our freedom in this time of dark despair. We are not allowed to worship God without a mask or sing hallelujah to our Savior and our King. And who's to blame for this iniquity? It's the devil and his lawlessness we see. But the battle will be won by the Father and his Son, who will come again to set his people free. They have been spraying toxic metals from their airplanes in the sky that are blocking out the sunlight where the eagle used to fly. They use the weather as a weapon in their arsenal for war. Is this the new world order that they are planning for? This generation of technology is tracking you and me when we're surfing on the internet or on our smart TVs. They are watching what we see on our cell phones and PCs that the devil has designed to attack our liberty. And who's to blame for this iniquity? It's the devil and his lawlessness we see. But the battle will be won by the Father and his Son, who will come again to set his people free. It is written in the Bible that the Antichrist will come with signs and lying wonders to beguile everyone into thinking he's the savior of this fallen human race, who have turned their back on God and his amazing grace. The population of the world we see is under an attack, and we will lose our freedom until Jesus Christ comes back to establish law and order and to end the devil's reign. For Babylon is fallen and will never rise again. And who's to blame for this iniquity? It's the devil and his lawlessness we see. But the battle will be won by the Father and his Son, who will come again to set his people free. He will come again to set his people free. He will come again to set his people free.